However, I'll be very honest with you, and I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but speaking as someone who actually, I grew up in Canada, there's a vast difference in terms of gun laws between the north of the border and south of the border.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you feel, but I'm terribly anti-gun.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
And when I see statistics like 32,000 people killed, and so those are just fatalities. 32,000 people killed every year in America out of a population of, you know, over 300 million. Maybe it's about 320 million people in America right now. You're talking about, you know, what is that? That would be 0.01% of the population every year experiencing fatalities. And then you come to Japan where you not only would not see a gun, there are no guns in this country.
Yeah.
That girl might have been expressing just the fact that I don't want to even be around an environment like that because it just presents. If you're talking about a 0.0001% chance of something, and then you say, well, it's 1,000 times more than that. Yeah, you're right. You're still talking about, you know, 3 decimal points, but the decimal point is still way over there.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's still very, very low, but it is still 1,000 times more. And that idea is maybe what's sticking in her head.
Absolutely. And I mean, I do understand that sentiment. Actually, you know, me, myself, coming from in Indonesia and Thailand, both very anti-gun countries, no guns at all. Going over there, actually talking to people who own these guns.
There means, in this case, there is America?
Yes,
okay.
They're in America. I have talked to people, and a lot of people do own guns, and they do have a very different view on it. And sometimes I like to talk to them, and I ask them, you know, what do you think you're protecting yourself from?
Right.
And they answer, well, other people own guns. And then I say, what if no one owns guns? You know, what's the problem there? And you know, they already have this sort of like mindset of, oh, this sort of thing has already happened. We can't really cancel it. Like, there, you can't really say, okay, everybody, take your guns, you know, throw them away. We'll, you know, we'll melt them down into pots and pans, and we'll have a wonderful, peaceful life. I think that mentality is just kind of like they can't think of that.
You know, the example that you can, there were two really good examples that you can, if you want to extend that conversation, that you can bring up, that actually has happened in history,
right?
And it's worked both times.
Right.
And just these two examples. Mm. Number one was in I don't remember the date, but it was in the turn of the century, the Swords and Guns Control Act of Japan.
Right.
When all of the swords and all of the firearms were taken from the samurai
and their
servants and stuff.
Excuse
Basically, they completely disarmed the samurai and took away all of their swords, done in a fell swoop.
Right.
And the samurai complained, and there were incidences, and some people hid their guns.
Yeah.
But basically, that was the major blow and the main part of disarming this entire country. And at the time, I think Japan was something like 50 million people.
Right.
So it wasn't, you know, a small population.
Right.
Second example was Australia. Mm-hmm. I think in the mid-90s,
they
had one gun massacre of, I think, like 17 people were killed by one crazy man with a rifle.
And that's like a Tuesday in America.
I don't want to laugh. No, I shouldn't laugh. I mean, it's sad, but like, you're right.
Because,
so crazy man goes off. Mm. Australia bears down and says, okay, that's it. Everybody, no more guns. And Australians go, yeah, you're right. That's a good idea. Let's just do it. And agreement, and now no more guns in Australia, no more swords or guns in Japan. Work both times.
I totally am for that.
We're probably preaching to the choir in this case.